You are now listening to 94.1, where we are listening to Maroon 5 all night long.
That was hot. Smooth. That's cool. Jazz.
Yeah, there you go.
Smooth jazz. We need the ball.
Okay, so wait. So last night, I was at my brother's house, and I pull up to his house, and I only have 20 miles left. And I'm like, okay, on my car, because I was driving your car, on my car, that's plenty. I can get to the gas station. Like, I can get to the gas station and then some. But your car, the miles were going down less than a mile. It was wild, because I left his house, and I was like, okay.
We recently sold Scarlett's car, so now we just have my car.
Yes, but I had the heat on because it was 30 degrees. It was freezing and I didn't have a coat. And it was freezing. I had the heat on and I slowly realized, okay, I'm not going to make it to a gas station with the heat on. So I had to turn the heat off and I drive to the gas station. It closed because it's 5 in the morning. And I was like, my heart sank because my heat's off. I don't know which gas station is going to be open.
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
Well, I'm sure he has a lawnmower. And with that lawnmower,
that's
he probably uses gas.
That's true.
So he probably has a gas car, a gas
that's
thing.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And that'll get you to a gas station. You know what I mean?
Either way, I was
it's
already...
It's 5 in the morning and he was smoking marijuana. Of course he didn't say that.
No one was smoking marijuana.
Yeah, right.
But I had to turn the heat off so that the miles wouldn't go down so far. And I was freezing. And I was scared because I thought I was going to be in the middle of nowhere. And I... Because he lives out in the fucking woods. And I get down to 16 miles, and then all of a sudden the meter goes dot, dot, dot. And I was like, oh God, what
so
do
that
I do?
Means you have 15 miles left.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I finally, the third gas station was open, and I was like, thank God. And I pull in, and I'm freezing. Mm-hmm. And I get the gas, and I'm very scared because it's 5 in the morning, and there's no one on the road. And I'm like, okay, you're good. You have keys. You're like just a weapon. But I was fine. I got my gas. I was good.
So let's talk about that for a second, Scarlett.
Wait,
what
I wasn't
in
finished.
The right?
I wasn't
what
finished.
In your head is like yeah, like because you do this, you've done this for 10 years for the entire time that I've been with you, 10 years plus. Is your car gets down to like 4? I'll go. She'll be like, yo, I'm gonna take your car. I'm going up to Wawa or whatever, and she'll be like, yeah, that's fine. And I get in the car and it's like 14 miles, and I'm like, what? And then she's just like, yeah, like it's fine. Like you have plenty of gas. You'll get there and back just fine. I'm like.
Well, to be fair, no. If I got into my car, if I drove home with 14 miles, I'm like, okay, 14 miles, the next time I get in the car, I'm going
to
go get gas.
What's the number that your car would get down to where you're like, all right, now I need to get gas? And then what's the number where it's like, all right, I have to get gas?
So probably like in the 15 miles range is probably when I would be like, all right, it's time to get gas. I'm paying for the gas. I'm going to use all the gas.
So,
but I have gotten down to zero.
But you're still using all the gas.
I've gotten down to zero multiple times. And the one time I got down to zero and...
Did you ever have to walk?
Myself.
No, I've never had to walk. But
have you had to walk?
No, but the car was definitely sputtering.
Oh
like
my
pulling
God.
Into the gas station.
Why
women
do
are
wait
crazy.
So long? Why
yo.
Do we wait so long?
So like... When my car gets down to like 100, that's when I have to go stop and get gas. I'm like, all right, I gotta get gas. But if it gets down to like 60, I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, I need
to
get gas
right now.
That's
really cool. So I've gotten down to zero before and have been on my way to the gas station, but didn't have my debit card. So I had to drive home to get my debit card, and pulling out of the neighborhood, the car just stopped.
Oh, shit.
And then your mom had to come give me gas.
That
sounds like a lot of
unnecessary
risk.
Yeah. But then after that, I've been a little better with getting gas earlier rather than waiting till it gets down too much.
Yeah.
Like 14 miles.
So I wonder why my mom makes fun of you.
So shut up. So I turn the heat on in the car and I'm like, all right, I got my gas. I got my heat on. It's a 25-minute drive home. I'm good. The heat is not heating. It's blowing like warm air, but the air that's hitting me is like cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting so cold that my legs started to go numb.
Your car, the car was probably going into like a, we need to use the gas so that you can get to the gas station.
At 5 minutes left of my drive, I realized that the AC button was
you're
pressed.
You're so dumb. You're so fucking dumb.
So the whole time
ladies
I'm driving with
the
AC
on. Ladies,
this
is somebody who has a gem on their tooth.
Oh my.
It's like a dick. But yeah, the whole time I was driving with the air on. So the last 5 minutes of my drive was nice because I had gas and it was warm.
Cheesy weeds.
And I had to come home and get in the shower because my feet were icicles to the point where, you know, when you get like your hands are so cold and you run them under hot water and it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
My feet hurt so bad getting in the shower because my feet were icicles. Jeez. Like this was hard. This is horrible.
It's like pre-stages.
This was the worst.
Hypothermia right there.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, let's jump into the episode.
Okay, all right.
Let's jump into it. Let's get it started because we're going to go on all day here. What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. Joined with me today, as always, is the amazing Scarlett Faye.
Good morning.
Today, we are sitting down for an interview with the amazing Kate Austin. Recently known under the name Princess Fallen, she has taken on a new name and is rebranding herself into a legend in the eyes of the Fetish Nature brand. We are here to support her and help her along her way, so sit back, relax, and join us as we sit down with Kate Austin.
Yada, 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 weets.
Thanks, guys.
What's up, Kate? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We are doing very good. We are in definitely a jokey mood. We are midway through our shoot, and we stopped to film this podcast with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Of course. Yeah.
Slowly becoming our new regular and our new favorite.
Yep. Yay! That'll wean off. We'll throw you back into the woods.
Yeah, we'll throw you into the wolves soon enough. Soon.
You know.
Good. All right.
Go ahead and, Scott, why don't you start us off?
Okay. So our first question we have for you, what foods make you gassy?
Okay, so something specific that really does it in for me is Olive Garden has a soup. It's a potato ganache. Uh-huh. Yeah, and
it's probably very creamy.
It is
Scarlett
creamy.
Has a soup.
It's like a white cream sauce, and it just rips up my stomach.
That heavy cream, that'll do it.
I don't think we've ever brought up the cheese soup from Miller's on the podcast. That's what we used to use for you.
And you would buy me the soup to make me gassy. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, let's go to Miller's Ale House tonight. And she'd be like, oh my God, why are we going to Miller's? And
I'm just
like,
ulterior motives.
And then as soon as I get there, I'll be like,
she'll have the French onion soup.
She'll have the cheese soup. Because I wouldn't know, I know it's called the French onion soup, but I know there was a layer of cheese on top. And I'd be like, she'll have the cheese soup, and you'd be like, I don't want the cheese soup. She'll take the cheese soup. Yeah, that was fun.
She'll have the cheese
soup. You love French onion soup.
Yeah,
and they do have a good French onion soup.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Do you want to do every other question?
Yeah, for the most part.
All right, go ahead.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, I love that question.
We ask Oliver guess that question pretty much.
That's a hard one.
So let me rephrase it for you, because this is how we usually phrase that question, is if you had to take farts to your face from a celebrity, who would it be?
Oh God,
it's gonna be hard for her because she don't know nobody.
Yeah, she don't know nobody.
Okay. She don't know nobody.
No, that's true.
Name someone that you know.
Okay, I do have a crush on Megan Fox.
Okay,
every girl has a crush on Megan Fox. Yeah. Try again.
But I would be surprised.
Come on, that's a good.
It wouldn't surprise me if she didn't know who Megan Fox was, though. That's the thing.
We'll get into that later.
She doesn't know.
She knows Megan Fox.
What about like Brad Pitt? Is there any men out there? Do you know who Brad Pitt is?
Yes, I do know who Brad Pitt is.
Thank Christ.
And I would rather marry Angelina Jolie than Brad Pitt.
All right, so we're in the girls.
Interesting.
Here. We're into the girls here.
Interesting. What about Ben Affleck? You know that?
Who the fuck says Ben Affleck? Nobody likes Ben Affleck like that.
Ben Affleck's the man,
bro. Sure, he could be the man, but he's not attractive.
Batman, dude. It's Batman.
All right, let's settle down.
Ben Affleck is a handsome man.
Back to work, everybody. No. Back to work.
Ben Affleck is a handsome Boston man.
Now she knows how I feel.
Jesus.
Now I know who you have a crush on.
Well, I have a crush on Nick D from Maryland, a.k.a. the rapper Nick D.
That's cool. He's fantastic. Any guys? Or just girls?
No, probably just girls.
Give us two more girls.
Okay. Emma Stone. I love her.
Okay. Interesting.
I like redheads.
You're
like, fuck you.
I see that a lot of people are very into Emma Stone, and I don't think she's all that in a bag of Cheetos. Like, she's aight, but she's not top 20.
I like her personality.
If I'm eating a fart, I'm not like, wow, the personality of this fart is real crime. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck about the personality. I want to lick
true.
That butthole.
You know what that mean? Is
all right,
true.
One more girl.
Oh, crap.
I just want to know how many girls you get.
Would you like a lifeline?
Yeah.
A Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, I do her.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well,
she said I do her. All right.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Okay.
You got any ghost stories?
Wrong answer.
Terrible answer. You got any ghost stories?
Fuck yeah.
All right, go ahead. Give us the shortest one you have.
Okay. So I was living
and
with...
that's all.
Damn, that was a good one.
This poor girl. She's never going to do the podcast again.
And that's our time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Go ahead. What's your story?
Okay.
So you're like, what's the story? Tell us.
So I was
and that's all for today.
Will you stop? I'm sorry.
All right.
I was living with my grandparents at the time, and they had a very haunted house, and my bedroom door was closed, and it was a very old house, so the floor wasn't exactly level.
Okay.
And the carpet was kind of like wrenched up, so you had to really tug the door to open and close it, so it wasn't easily done. Mm-hmm. So I was laying there in bed the one night, and I got like chills all over me for no reason, and I just got like a really weird feeling over me. So I was like,
How old?
So I was 15.
Okay.
And what was the season?
It was in
good
August.
Questions.
Okay, all right. It probably wasn't December, but she's going to say
no,
August. All right.
It was August.
Okay. All right. We'll believe you.
It was hot out. Like, I do remember it was hot out, so I'm pretty sure it was August. And I just like randomly like turned over to look at the door, and just as soon as I did that, the door started to like pull open. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I sprung out of bed and I ran over and like flung the door open, and there was nobody there. And my grandparents were both in bed, and I like got super sketched out.
You should have gone to your grandparents' room, because your grandpa was in bed going, look, it went right over Scarlett's head.
I don't get it.
So the grandpa snuck over to the door.
And then
as soon as she heard him jump out of bed, he's like, I don't know how old your grandparents are, but that's
very
I picture
old.
A very old man with white hair just slide over.
All right, okay. That would creep me
that's
out
fair.
If a door that doesn't open naturally just opened.
Yeah, that would scare my nipples clean off.
Yeah, no, I was freaked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's not fun.
Then let me ask you this. Whose ass is worse, mine or Scarlett's?
Oh, definitely yours, Dad.
Yeah, nasty ass son of a bitch with your dingle hoppers.
Yeah, but my ass is it comfy at least? Is there any comfort when you're down there?
I
know
mean,
you have a hard time breathing.
It's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight, so it's going to be
a lot more weight, pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
Not only that, but you have a sweatier ass than Scarlett.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
It gets juicy. Down
the
there,
fact that
you
subjected her to this is just
it's the
horrendous.
Fact that I remove my boxers every time before we film, so it's
and
just
stick your
my
hands
ass
down
there.
Your pants to
separate the cheeks.
Yes,
feeling her breath into my asshole brings me great pleasure, great joy. It is phenomenal. Yeah, Jay knows what I'm talking about.
All
yeah.
right, next question. You nasty.
I think we should go into that one more.
when did you learn that farting was a fetish, and what was your reaction? To be honest.
So I found out farting was a fetish probably about, I would say, 8 months ago or so.
Just that long?
Yeah. It hasn't been that long.
Interesting.
But I found out that it was like one of the main fetishes out there. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. Like, and different fetishes always like intrigue me a lot. So I like to figure out like why people like certain fetishes and the psychology a little bit behind
when the first time when we brought you here and Scarlett farted on your face, was that your first time being farted on?
Besides my kid farting on me.
Yeah. They're like a
my
grown...
kid finds great joy in farting on you.
Yeah. You're not the first person that said that. Zoe said the exact same thing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, God bless her. One day she will figure this shit out.
Yeah. That's fucking like, hilarious. I've got a golden ticket.
Oh.
I've got a golden ticket. All right.
I'm gonna use
the What's the weirdest request you've gotten?
Oh crap! I have gotten a request for somebody to jack off to their sister's socks.
What?
Yeah, that is like, hold and on. They wanted me to like lead them through the jack off and have them send me photos or have them send photos to me.
They had their sister's socks with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They didn't need to tell you that they had their... Oh, but he wanted you to say... Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know if they were actually
did
his
he want
socks,
you... They were his sister's socks. Did he want you to be like, it's okay, like, smell her socks. Like, you can sniff her socks.
Yeah, like, he wanted me to, like, coax through it and, like, make fun of them for, like, being pathetic and stupid for...
Wanting to sniff your sister's
socks. That always, like, I get it. Like, it turns you on and in the moment, but after you come, you must feel like one big piece of shit.
You just must feel disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, I never had any sisters growing up. Yeah, I mean, I had a cousin, but there was never anything like that. Yeah, I mean, so, like, I can't relate to that in that aspect. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did you have any sisters growing up?
I got some.
Yeah, but never once did I look at them and be like, oh, this is going to be sexy. Like, you just don't do that.
Do you prefer to be dominated or the dominator?
I love both. It depends what I'm doing and it depends who I'm with. I'll be straight up. Like, with my man, like, I love to dominate. Like, when it comes to, like, feet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I also like to be dominated by him, too. Like, if it comes to, other stuff, too. So, like, I don't know. I'm mixed. I definitely like both.
That makes sense. Scarlett, why don't you go ahead and ask question 7? That was accidentally skipped.
I was going to say, you skipped a couple.
Just 7.
What are some fetishes you've done before besides farting and feet?
So, I have mostly just focused on feet. That's definitely, like, what my main goal was, too. But I have done some BDSM. I've done some, let me think about this.
You ever been pooed on?
No.
You ever been peed on?
Yes, I have.
There you go. What was that like? Peed on by a man or peed on by a woman?
By a man.
So he just, what was it like? What was the setup? You were in a bathtub or what?
Yeah, in a shower.
You're in the shower. Were you guys taking a shower or did he just put you in the tub?
We were taking a shower.
We were taking a shower and he was just like, get on your knees, bitch, I'm gonna pee in your face.
Yeah.
And did you open your mouth?
Yeah.
Or did he pee in your mouth?
Yeah.
Did you swallow it?
No, I didn't swallow it. For you. I spit it out. It was pretty gross.
So you know what's funny? So I don't have like a pee fetish. But, like, I've jerked off and came to piss videos, but I don't like the pee going in their mouth. I just like the pee hitting them in the face and then being like this, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Like that. I fucking love that. And I would love to do that to somebody one day. And I just talked about this with Cynthia, is, like, my hardest part with that is I am extraordinarily pee shy. So, like, I don't even know if I could.
Yeah.
I can't even pee with Scarlett in the room. And we've been together for 12 years. I shove her out of the bathroom. I'm like, I've got to piss so fucking bad. Get out of here. Like, I have so much trouble.
And I'm like, but wait, I want to talk to you.
Yeah. She's always trying to talk to me when I'm trying to take a piss. I'm like, bro, let me pee. Like, Jesus.
No.
You just have to imagine that there's nobody there and just let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Close your eyes. Picture a serene garden.
Because one day I'm going to pee on somebody's face and I'm excited. That's a fetish I really want to try.
Just picture waterfalls.
Yeah.
Maybe put your hand in some warm water or something.
And then I'll be there. You're going to be... No one's here. And I'm going to be like, back to work.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You also skipped question 8.
Technically, you skip question 8 if you don't read it right now because we're on question 7.
Right. Okay, whatever. What do you do outside of work for fun?
Okay, so I love hiking.
Ew.
Oh, okay.
Hell no.
He doesn't like anything with physical activity. Oh, if he's leaving the house, he ain't doing it.
I was with my gym trainer like a week ago and he was like, we were on the treadmill and he was like, don't worry, dude, like we'll get out and go do like real hikes soon enough. Summer. And I was like, no, he won't. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't want to do that. And he's like, you don't want to go out and like hike on a trail instead of being on a treadmill? I was like, nope, just treadmill's fine. I don't want to be outside. I don't like the outdoors.
No.
I am the least outdoorsy person you'll ever meet. Like the most outdoors I like is maybe on like a nice Sunday, go sitting out back and eating like a manwich outside. You know what I mean? Like I am not a... That's the most outdoors that I like. And yeah. I do like
so,
haunted houses.
Hiking, is there places around... You that you hike or do you like travel to hike?
There's a lot of places around me. I live right by the Appalachian Trail. So like it's a lot of good areas there to be able to just travel within even like 45 minutes.
Nice. So, like, that's cool.
I mix it up and like I'll go hiking with my mom. Like we'll meet up and go out and hike. I also have a dirt bike that I take up on the mountain. Yeah, that's fun. That's a little bit of a stress reliever for me to just kind of...
That's nice.
Go rub around a little bit.
That sounds cool.
What color is the bike?
It's red and black.
Yeah. Yeah, it's red.
Yeah.
I feel like every dirt bike is red.
Why was that like a big thing for you guys?
Yeah.
It's red and black.
It's red and black.
What more is there to say?
The only cooler color combination I think is black and yellow. I think like that black and yellow bumblebee.
Black and yellow, yeah.
Ooh, that shit fresh looking, dude.
The red and black, bro.
Oh my Lanta. Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's just hot.
You gonna read the next question?
I was gonna leave that to you, Scar.
Oh, okay. So you're just not doing your job? That's cool. I'll take over for you.
Back to work, everybody. Back to work.
Do you prefer farting in someone's mouth or in their nose?
Ooh. I would say their mouth just because of the way it like changes the sound of the fart.
Yeah. I was going to say we've been doing a lot more mouth farts than nose farts recently. And
well, we stepped it up to different than the regular echoing mouth fart. We like the to provide full weight on your mouth so that it comes out like as yes. instead of like ow.
Yes, you know? It's like a billow.
Yeah, people fucking love that. Yeah, I love that as well.
I was afraid that they were going to be too muffled and you wouldn't be able to hear them on camera, but yes. that wasn't the case.
That so first video good. That yes. we put out sold like fucking hotcakes. I know, and
it's yeah, I feel like that's the best we've done it the first time, and I'm trying to recreate it. It's hard. I know there's something about that day.
Your farts are fire though, Scarlett. Oh, like thanks. Straight up thanks. You can do it perfectly and oh. they drag on and on. I'm like, oh my god, this girl doesn't stop.
Sometimes they just keep flowing.
Get ready, because Kate, we have a lot of mouth fart videos for you today. You're gonna eat a lot of her farts. Man. Yep.
Lord help
Taco
me.
Bell. Yeah, oh, Lord no. help you.
We have a we have potentially the largest Taco Bell order on its way right now.
Pray
it is fucking massive. After this podcast, we'll be chowing down
and then yep. getting to work. Going to fart town.
In my fucking mm-hmm. will, damn it. Oh my god. Yep.
And help I'm excited because I have a video of me sitting on Kate's face today. And hopefully that Taco Bell stirs up a little something extra for me.
All right. Now, same question, but reverse. Do you prefer taking nose farts or taking mouth farts?
Once again, I think I prefer taking mouth farts. Like, there's like something to it where like, I don't know. I would prefer that.
Me too.
Like yeah, you get the full air of it then.
You do. And it's not as bad smell wise because they're going in your mouth. So
right, you can taste them.
You're not like, oh my god, I'm gonna die.
Right.
Me too. Me too. Hashtag cheese, hashtag weeds.
Did you want to read the next question or what's going on? Are we Pokemon going over there?
No, nobody's Pokemon going. Okay. Why do you like subbing?
Why do I like to sub?
Mm-hmm.
It gives me like a little bit of a break, and also like I just like to mix it up. Like, yes, I like to order people around and be bossy and make people like do embarrassing things to me, but I also like to give as well. Like that also gives me pleasure to be able to mm-hmm. like do the humiliating acts and such.
Be the one in charge.
Yes. Absolutely.
Do you want to do your job or are you just over there going?
This next question, I feel like, is going to be a loaded question.
Bring it on.
And we're going to let her speak. We're not going to turn it into the Dax show, okay?
Of course. Of course.
Tell us all why you haven't seen Harry Potter.
Oh, no.
Here we go. We don't know this story either.
Whatever
we
you're comfortable with sharing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever you're comfortable with.
So I was raised kind of in a cult. I guess Amazon Prime right now has a like a documentary on it, like naming it a cult. But my parents have no idea. Like they are totally like.
You haven't talked to them about it?
Are they still in it?
No, oh, okay. No, not anymore.
Are you able to share the cult's name, or are we keeping that private?
Yeah, what's this documentary?
It's called IBLP. The Shiny Happy People is what the
I don't think I know that
documentary is called.
I'm gonna have to look at that one.
But yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of people that were affected by it and a lot of people that were in it. I think the name of the organizer was Bill Gothard. But anyway, we just didn't grow up with like normal like necessities to life, like a TV. We didn't really listen to radio or have access to outside world. Like we were like homeschooled.
Is that the documentary?
Yeah, that's it.
What's Duggar? What's Duggar?
Duggar?
Yeah.
The Duggar family had a
oh, the Duggar family. 18 is, yeah, kids the kids. Counting. Yeah.
Yeah, they were them? In it. No, but they were in the same organization.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you know it was a cult prior to the documentary, or did that come out and you were like, oh shit?
So a couple years before the documentary came out, my sister was like, it's a cult. Like, there's no doubt about it, like how it was run and what their standards were for certain things. And
right.
The content that they produced and everything, she's like, it was a cult. And I was kind of in denial about it. I was like, I think she might just be a little dramatic on mm-hmm. this. Like, I understand, like, yes, we went through some fucked up shit. But I think that's a little severe to call it that. But then I got together with my brother and I was like, hey, we got to watch this and just yeah. like check it out and see what it's like.
Is your brother older or younger?
So I have four brothers and two sisters. So yeah, yeah, it was my oldest brother. So okay. We got together and me, him, and his wife, and we watched it.
Was his wife also in it?
No, okay, but cool. She was like, yeah, it's a cult. Like, yeah. this is just nuts. Like what they do. And
what was
everything.
It like watching it? Was it like?
It was pretty shocking. I'm not going to lie.
Were you watching it and like relating to like the things happening
yes.
in it?
Oh, like fuck. I was connecting dots a lot.
Oh no.
It was like, oh no. Oh, that's familiar.
Oh, that makes that sense. Happened. Oh shit.
So it was pretty like, it was very shocking for both him and me. But on the other hand, we did feel pretty blessed at the end. Knowing that we didn't have it as bad as some of the people and yeah. some of the families that yeah. grew up in it. So I was only raised from the time I was like 5 to 13, 14 is when we
got out.
Mm-hmm. So from those years, that's when we first got a first microwave. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What was it like living before that? Were you guys in like a shack? Or like, like a teepee?
A little bit. I mean, not really.
A little bit.
We grew up on like 5 acres and we were very self-sufficient. So we raised our own our own food, our own produce. We
Did
made
you have
our
electricity?
Own clothes. Yes, we had electricity and we had running water. Yeah. The basic necessities, pretty much. My mom would make everything, like from bread to like she would can everything for the winter, so we wouldn't have to like buy food. Now we did go to town and buy like you know basic ingredients and stuff like that. But we would even like mill our own flour. We would grow our corn for cornmeal.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's like. Living
I mean, it's
in the
1800s, pretty cool. Like, if we ever have an apocalypse or something, yes. like we're grabbing you and your
I got
kids,
you guys.
Then, you guys are coming right here.
I know how to fucking can.
Yeah, all your family. We're all getting together.
You're getting a hunting party out. Yeah,
we're going to the Kate Austin house.
She's gonna be
for the apocalypse.
She's gonna be out there with spears and shit. You know,
she's gonna be like, hunting our dinner.
Jay, you got it.
Hey, and my mom makes wine too, so oh, she well, has a wine
all right,
cellar.
So we're bringing her. Yeah. Scarlett said, "You need to bring your mom, or you ain't coming."
Yeah. You ain't getting in our shelter.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't grow up with a TV, and I didn't. So I'm pretty dumb when it comes to you know celebrities
I mean,
and shit.
Let me
like
just
that.
Say this.
In a way, that's.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
So Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
I have seen Pirates of the
Praise
Caribbean.
Praise Jesus.
I do like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. See, there you go. Would you lick his butthole?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Like, I like him, but I don't love him.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You know?
Interesting. Usually the people who deliver our food don't ring the doorbell.
Yeah, it says on there, don't ring the doorbell.
But while we're doing the podcast, they decide to ring the doorbell.
Unless that's not Taco Bell.
Should we check?
You can check, yeah.
I'll check. Why don't you ask her the next question while I check?
The next question is... Would you rather lick a girl's feet or a guy's feet? Be honest, whose feet tastes better? Like, whose feet would you rather lick? My feet or her feet? Be honest.
Scarlett's feet.
You can be honest.
I like Scarlett's feet because I like cold feet.
You like cold feet.
Interesting. Yeah.
And my feet are warm feet.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, let's say that Scarlett's feet are warm and my feet are warm. Whose feet?
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like it shouldn't be that hard. His feet are disgusting.
But they're really not.
He's got sausage toes.
Yeah,
okay,
but there's
Scarlett's feet are softer. They got different textures to them. So.
Plus, think about who's cleaner.
Most.
This man doesn't. I shower every day. I get pedicure every 2 weeks. I make sure my shit is clean.
What?
My toenails are cut.
What?
They are done. What? Your toenails look like they came out of the goddamn grave. They're like blue and jagged.
Blue and
like,
jagged.
I'm surprised she hasn't cut her mouth on your toes.
I am too. Yeah. I keep telling myself before we film, I got to cut my toenails and I just keep forgetting. I'm thinking about making her do it in the video.
Oh.
I think that wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
If you guys want to do that, do that. But I am not going to be anywhere in the vicinity.
Yeah. Come on.
Make her chew on the nails.
I just think men are so disgusting.
Oh, we are like, foul creatures of the night.
Okay, some men take it.
You literally saw my ass.
Oh, that's true.
And that's a wrap because our Taco Bell's here. Thank you very much, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Shut up. So yes, I did see your ass, and it was very nice. I'm sure it doesn't look that nice anymore.
Dang. Thank you. Wait, no, not thank you. It still looks nice. All right, I just right, you know, sure gotta beat it up.
You're gonna have to pull the pants down and let us see. We're
nah, not the today. Not today.
You gotta shave it up first.
Right.
Not all men are nasty.
Thank
but
you.
But I feel like a lot of men think that taking care of themselves, like Dax, for instance, is quote unquote gay. Like, you're feminine if you go get a pedicure, which you don't have to get polished. They just clean your feet. They cut them. Like, you don't shower enough. And, like, for someone who's nasty, you should shower more.
Well, listen, I will admit that I've probably never washed my feet. Like, I've never been like, I just let the soap and water hit it. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. You need to exfoliate.
What's that mean?
Oh my God.
Take like a scrub.
A scrub your feet. Yeah. Scrub get the dead feet. Skin off.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't do
a
all
washcloth.
That.
I mean, you we'll don't schedule have to it go
for
that a video. Far.
We'll have you do it for me.
But oh God. In retrospect, men are just they don't take care of themselves like women do. So they're just nasty. So
straight
like,
men specifically.
No, I think there's a lot of stipulation with that, with men taking care of themselves and be considered feminine or gay.
Right.
Like, no, it's right. Good hygiene.
Right.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, like, Scarlett's been trying to get me to go get my. Give a pedicure, yeah. And I'm like, nah, not gay.
Or it adds more flavor, and some people like that as
I'm
well.
I'm trying to help
yes,
you out.
Thank you.
But yeah. If you went there's to get, been... like, there are, I see men all the time. If you go to get a pedicure, all they do, they're massaging your feet, they're cleaning your feet, they're cutting your toenails. Like, what's bad about that?
They're exfoliating.
Question 16, Scarlett, that's you.
What was it like licking our feet last episode?
So, I will be straight up. I was trying to time my licks when you were talking with your feet.
Time? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What does that mean?
You were trying to time the licks, but so that I could speak when you weren't licking?
No, when I was licking, you were speaking.
So, she was trying to get whoever was talking to be licking.
Okay, yeah, I flipped time. It. Yes. Okay.
That's smart. That's smart.
And this is the another thing that, like... I was okay. It wasn't it, like you didn't go hardcore, which thank God because I would have been
Scarlett
like flinching.
Scarlett doesn't love getting her feet licked. For anyone so out there that's wondering, I love to get my feet licked.
It's bothering me that I can't just hop in the shower right now and wash my feet. Like, and I know you're not gonna like I may go rinse them off when we're done
you're
the podcast.
Not allowed to do that. B, we have a video to film of her worshiping both of our feet still.
Yeah, just yucky.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it you're yucky. Good. It's it just like though. I don't like it. I don't like it. We all do things we don't like.
No.
And you said in the middle when we took a cut that you were trying to get them both at the same time, right?
Yes.
Were you able to do that?
Yes. Yeah. That's after good. You like reached your chair in, yeah. Then you were be able to you
say
were able
that word again.
Reached your chair in.
Reached.
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 Is that something you learned in your cult? I've never. Have you ever heard reached?
No.
Have you ever,
like to move
have
your
you
chair in?
Reached. Did you just make that?
You ever heard that word?
Nah.
It might be Dutch.
What?
It might be Dutch.
Oh, Dutch. A Dutch word?
Dutch.
That might, rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich.
Rich. Rich.
That might be... Yeah, that's Dutch.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Rich.
But no, when you scooted
when
your
I moved
chair
my chair
in,
closer.
Yes,
yeah.
You were able to put your foot like right on my forehead and nose and like with your toes on my nose. And then I was able to like kiss Scarlett's foot. So nice. It worked out great.
That's all we want.
I'm changing my seat next time. Fuck.
What's it like working for Ramon at Ramon's Faceful Studio?
Yo, I love that dude. He's fucking awesome.
He's cool. I've chatted with him a couple times.
Yeah.
No, very nice guy.
I think when you typed this out, you spelled Ramon wrong twice.
Isn't that how it's spelled on the...
Well, it's definitely not Roman's Faceful. I'll tell you that much.
I think it's spelled like that.
Roman? Yeah, I think Ramon is spelled R-A-M-O-N-E.
Listen, I'm not...
But
you know.
The second one isn't even Ramon, it's Roman.
He is a blast. I'm not going to lie. Like, he's so much fun.
She's like glazing over that.
No, like...
I'm not the best speller,
right? Okay, he weighs 240 fucking pounds. And this dude puts all of his weight on me. Like, he does not go easy. He goes
so you're telling
big.
Me I can sit full weight on you?
Yes.
What? I didn't know that.
Well, you weigh more than 240.
Chill.
Chill.
You know,
like, I'll tap out. I'll tap out of it. I can't do it. But, like, he'll move enough, too, where I can still get, like, breaths in.
Cheesy weeds.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
does he separate his cheeks the way I do?
Yeah. Gross, gross, yes, gross, gross, gross. Yes, he will.
Damn. Yeah. He wears like a man thong too. Ugh. It's pretty nasty. And he sweats. He sweats a lot.
See, this is what I'm talking about when I say men are nasty.
Yeah.
What color
yeah.
is the thong?
Blue.
Hot.
Blue. Yeah, blue, and then it had like white like trim on it.
I don't know about the white cutesy. Trim.
Very demure.
Right.
I'll have to get some man thongs. Yep.
Gross. I will not.
They are a big hit, so he says. I mean, he does good off of them.
God damn.
He has a quite the following. So.
God damn. All right. Well, question 7 is Scar.
7? No, we wait 17. By 7. 17?
18.
No, we already did
18. 17 is you, dog.
Okay. Question 18. You've told us that you've traveled to different like conventions and stuff. So, what was your favorite convention that you've been to and why?
I loved FetCon.
FetCon, that's one we want to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring it with us.
Yes. Let's all go, yo. Mm-hmm. That would be a blast.
Why is it fun? Because we haven't been, but we've, you know, researched it and stuff.
We're thinking about getting a booth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend getting a booth. Mm-hmm. It is amazing to network down there. Because you have all different kinds of producers and all different kinds of fetishes and models coming together that all want to collab during the same week. And it's like a big shooting fest. It's perfect. Nice. It's perfect for exactly cranking out content. Yeah. But yeah, even I didn't get a whole lot of chance to walk around the vendors and stuff. But what I did see was pretty cool. They did a lot of different stuff. They had like pool parties and stuff at night, and they even had a dungeon and stuff you could like.
Oh yes,
what? Is FetCon outside?
No, it's usually held at a hotel.
At a hotel,
interesting. Okay. Yeah,
cool. So like it's a big convention center. Essentially.
Yes, that's cool.
Yeah, so we'll have to do that and start to get on that. Honestly, it probably. Get it sooner than later. You know what I mean?
I think it's the first week in August, like the 7th or something like that. But
that's cool though. Yeah, we're definitely going to fly down there.
It's Florida, right? Or am I making that up? It's Florida. Okay.
Yeah, Florida. Miami?
Tampa.
Tampa. Okay, that's way better. Yeah. Miami sucks. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. Scarlett, you can read question 19 as well if you'd like.
This one says that it's specifically for you to read.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, so I have a question back to, I don't want to ask too much on the cult, but I do have a question of, you said that at 15 you were with your grandparents. Did you continue living with your parents? Were your parents living with you at the same time that you were living with your grandparents? Or
okay, so I grew up in the same house as my grandparents, as my dad's parents, and then I lived with my mom's parents for like a year.
Interesting.
And before going back.
Is that at the ghost house?
Yes,
at the ghost house. Were you excited to get the fuck out of there? Were you like, I gotta get away from these damn ghosts?
No, I loved it there.
Oh. She likes the ghosts.
They were my friends.
They're my homies. They're my homies. You know?
Yes, I loved it there. I really, really did.
But. And our last question for you is, how do you like working with Fetish Nature?
You guys are fucking awesome.
No.
Straight up.
Me.
Yes. What a freaking blast.
No, we try to make it fun. You know, we know we have to work, but
it is fun, but it shows. It shows through in our videos, and I love the work that you guys do and the opportunities you guys are bringing me. Like, yes. Straight up, I owe it to y'all.
And just off, who do you like more, Dax or Scarlett?
Oh, Scarlett. Come on.
What the fuck?
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
You're definitely more fun. I feel like you definitely are fun.
I don't know. You're such a firecracker.
We film together way more than you do film with her.
That's true. I just feel like he's more energetic. He's definitely more of like the
hoot.
The bring you in and make you feel calm. Just like, sup.
No, you guys are both great, and you guys make an amazing team.
Like,
I
love listening to you arguing.
Everyone loves us arguing.
Everyone loves it when we argue and bicker. I get messages.
Fight.
I get messages on my OnlyFans from people that are like, I listened to the podcast last night. It's so fucking funny. You guys are bickering with each other.
Yeah.
And that one guy, what's his name? Lowrider?
Oh, we love Lowrider. Yeah. I was actually just thinking about him and how many times is he going to laugh this episode?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good laugher.
Well, I hope that Lowrider buys the two videos on Clips for Sale and watches
so
it
he
like
can
that.
Have, yeah.
Because he's probably our biggest fan for the podcast. His messages are delightful.
Lowrider, we love listening to you. We get hype.
We get hype when
we
as see
it.
Fuck.
We get huddled in and we listen to it together.
We get hype as fuck, yeah. Yeah, that shit is fucking.
And can I just say thank you for telling Dax to leave me alone about my tooth gem? It didn't work because he's still fucking hassling me. But so maybe tell him again, you know? Maybe tell him one more time.
It might work
this time.
Stupid as shit, you know?
You're stupid as shit.
Yeah, and thanks to Jordan for that mouse. Shout out to JJ, you know? That's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got. You got anything? You want to say anything? You want to talk to, shout out to any fans? You know what I'm saying? Anybody who's maybe...
I do want to say thank you to Jordan for all my birthday gifts thus far.
Yes.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of birthday gifts and
too many. I love them. Too many. You know?
I can never have too many things.
Is what you're saying? Not enough?
Like, yeah, because I feel like, yeah, it's a lot, but like, I always want more. You know what I'm saying?
Now, hold on a second here.
I can always have more. I always have things that I need.
I'm going to break the third wall.
Oh.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Today is the 10th, and we filmed the episode that is dropping tomorrow.
Oh,
now, this episode will be dropping on the 18th, right? I believe it's the 18th. When is the 17th?
Mm-hmm. Sunday?
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
Which means this will drop on the 18th, which means that if you're listening to this, Scarlett's birthday was yesterday. Yesterday.
Oh, no. We should have said something in the last episode.
She turned 42.
Oh, fuck off.
Sorry. She turned 38.
Okay, you know what?
Sorry.
Fuck off.
She turned 27 years old.
There we go. That's much better.
Doesn't argue against that one.
Yeah. She turned 27, and she is delightful, you know?
Thanks.
I just want to give a shout out. I love you, Scarlett. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
You're amazing.
Thanks, guys.
You know, if you're listening to this episode and you didn't buy her a gift, then you're a piece of shit.
Fuck it.
No, not a piece of shit.
You're just a bad person.
And listen, you can redeem yourself. If you have not bought me a birthday gift, that is fine.
Yeah.
You may have not known it was my birthday.
Yeah. Now you know. Now you have no excuse.
Now you know.
Yeah.
And now you can go buy me a gift.
Yeah.
I will make sure that I find whoever listened to this podcast and didn't buy me a gift, I'll hunt you down.
She will find
and
you.
I will kill you.
Scott has a certain set of skills.
Scott
has a special set of skills. What is it, Scarlett?
I can blow you away with my farts.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled papers.
There you go. Now we're just
being
silly.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
And then we were all saying that it don't make no sense because you can't pick pickled peppers. You have to pick the peppers and then pickle them.
Well, you pick a peck of pickled peppers.
You pick a peck of peppers to pickle.
You can't pick a peck of pickled peppers?
You can't peck... No, you can't pick a peck of pickled peppers.
I got a whole freezer full of popsicles down the cellar. Get your fat ass back here.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you, man? Uh-huh. Scarlett loves it when I do that, so I try to throw it in from time to time.
Oh, God.
What's his name? Herbert?
Herbert the pervert.
You like popsicles? I got a whole freezer full of popsicles down the cellar.
Have you seen Family Guy?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, no.
Maybe she never saw Family Guy. Yeah. Have you ever seen Archer?
Yes. I have seen Archer.
We are best friends now.
Yes, that's I love Archer. That.
Yeah, me and Scarlett, Archer's good. We love Archer.
Yeah, I do love Archer. Archer's a good, like, I'm going to sleep. I put on my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Which and is the, I can't, it's like Montebello
season seven,
or something.
Episode 3.
I haven't watched it in a while. Really? How do you know
episode
that?
Episode 2 and 3.
No,
because
it's
you've watched it 40 million times, Scar.
I remembered it before when I was watching it every night.
Yeah. It's literally, I mean, it's a phenomenal two-part episode, you know, phenomenal. They're great. But doing, man, you know? All right.
Yeah, I love that episode.
Let's wrap this up because our food is here.
Oh,
we have
a lot
of filming to do.
Food.
And our friend Kate here is going to be eating a lot of Taco Bell farts today.
Yeah, buddy.
If we're lucky, from both of us.
You're disgusting.
Well, isn't that just a wild ride? We hope you guys enjoy this episode. Kate now has an OnlyFans and a Clips for Sale store. You can check out both. Both are at Lost with Kate. And just a quick shout out. If anyone's seen the TV show Lost, then maybe you're picking up what we're putting down here, all right? Be sure to show some support for her. You can check out her stuff on Clips for Sale page at Fetish Nature Films. She also has her own with the Lost with Kate, OnlyFans.com/LostWithKate. Plenty of content with both Kate and Scarlett are out there. You got anything to add, Scar?
Yeah, everyone make sure you look out for that pickle.
Keep an eye out for that pickle. We got the pickle challenge going on.
Look out for that pickle.
Did you see the Twitter post about the pickle post?
Oh, you got so the pickle post
is just Peter, for anyone listening who doesn't have Twitter. Over the next 30 days, 28 days now, there will be 10 videos released on our Clips for Sale and on our OnlyFans. And in a single millisecond frame, you will see that pickle. And if you
pickle. He's hard to miss.
If you can find and screenshot all 10 frames of the pickle, you will receive a 20-minute custom of whatever the fuck you
choosing.
Want. Of your choosing, up to...
I do have limits, so don't get crazy.
Don't get crazy.
You know, I'm not doing stuff I don't do.
Up to three fetish nature girls of your choice. And on top of that, you also get a 1-year subscription to Scarlett's OnlyFans. And you get a 1-year to mine, which is free, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Who doesn't want to follow your free?
You're saving $0.
Yeah, I want to follow you
on that. Yeah, I mean. So make sure you keep an eye out for that pickle. I mean. Besides that, Kate, is there anything you would like to add?
Oh, thanks, guys. Straight up for having me on here.
We're pretty great.
Opportunity.
Yeah, we're pretty fucking awesome.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So remember, guys, to keep